Welcome to another episode of TWAT. I'm Jimmy, a.k.a. Mad Jimmy Simmy, and with me today is no one. That's right, our good buddy Froy is getting his teeth pulled, so I guess I'm flying solo. With that being the case, I thought it might be a good opportunity to talk about something other than audio gear and recording. And I settled on something a little more risque than the usual topic, something a bit more exciting. And that would be numbers. That's right. Today we're going to talk about decimal, binary, and hexadecimal numbers and conversion between the three. This might be basic information for a lot of you out there, but I know when I didn't know how to convert decimal to binary and hex, it looked a little intimidating because it's stuff you're not used to seeing. So hopefully I can enlighten some people and make them realize that it's actually very simple and very critical, actually, for a lot of things dealing with programming and hardware. So let's get started. Now, first, let me point out that, and it may be fairly obvious, I didn't write a script for this, so I'm going to kind of wing it. So please bear with me, and I'm sorry if I miss anything, but I'm going to try my best. So let's start with decimal. Now, the decimal number system is basically what we're all used to. And it's how we count our money and a lot of other things. But the thing about the decimal number system is that we're trained not to calculate numbers. We're trained to memorize visually what numbers look like. So if you have the number 231, you're going to say 231. And I'm not saying 231 because I calculated this number in my head, but because I recognize the symbols 231 as being 231. So let's get into real quick how to actually calculate decimal numbers. Now, when we look at numbers of all sorts, we can think of them in columns for each digit, or placeholders, if you will. And we want to read from right to left because, in the end, that's going to be a little easier. So if we look at a decimal number, 231, from right to left, we have a 1, which is in the 1s column, a 3, which is in the 10s column, and a 2, which is in the 100s column. So if we have 1 in the 1s column, which is 1, added to 3 in the 10s column, which is 30, that gives us 31. Then we add that to 2 in the 100s column, which comes out to 200, so we have 231. So more specifically, how does this calculation come about? Well, the decimal number system is a base 10 system, meaning that each of our columns are representations of 10s. So in the 1s column, we can think of it as 10 to the 0 power, because remember, we always start with a 0, and 10 to the 0 power is 1. So in the 10s column, it's 10 to the first power, and 10 to the first power is 10. And in the 100s column, it's 10 to the second power, which is 100, and then 10 to the third power, which is 1,000, so on and so forth. So if you're going to actually calculate a decimal number, that's how you do it. Now, binary numbers. For those people that don't know about binary numbers, it can look really crazy because all it is ones and zeros all over the place. And you think, well, you know, that's kind of weird because I'm used to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. But it's actually quite easy. And it's similar to the decimal number system, except binary is a base 2 numbering system. So in the first column, right to left, we have 2 to the 0 power, which is 1. So the first column is our 1s column. Then the second column is 2 to the first power, which is 2. And that's our 2s column. The third column is 2 to the second power, which is 4, our 4s column. Then the column after that is 2 to the third, which is our 8s, and then 2 to the fourth, which is our 16ths, and then so on and so forth. So instead of a 1s, 10s, 100s, 1000s, 10,000s, columns like that in the decimal number system, in binary we have ones, twos, fours, eights, sixteens, 32s, 64s, 128s, 256s, yada, yada, yada. And if you don't want to do the whole exponential thing, sometimes it's easy to just think of it as each number sequentially just doubles. So you've got 1, which doubles into 2, 2, which doubles into 4, 4, which doubles into 8, 8, which doubles into 16, and 32, 64, 128, blah, blah, blah. So really, it's not that difficult, is it? And because we can only have zeros or ones, we either have the value in that column or we don't. So if you see a binary number reading from right to left, 1011, or if you want to read from left to right, like a noob, 1101, that would be a 1 in the ones column, which means, yes, we have a 1. A 0 in the twos column, which means no 2. We have a 1 in the fours column, which means, yes, 4. And then we have a 1 in the eights column, which means, yes, we add 8. So 1 plus 0 plus 4 plus 8 is 13. That's right. It's really not that hard. Now, just as a quick quiz, what is, from right to left, 1010100? That's right, 1010100. You got it? All right. So if we have 1010100, that's 1 in the ones column, 0 in the twos column, 1 in the fours column, which adds up to 5 so far, 0 in the eights column, 1 in the sixteens column. So if we add, where were we at? 5 to 16, we have 21, and then 000, so nothing. So 1010100 is 21. All right? Got it. Now, let's move on to hex. And for me, hex was the most intimidating because, and usually it is for most people, because not only are you dealing with a different numbering system, but now you got crazy letters thrown in. I mean, it's crazy enough that you've got numbers, but now you got to throw in some alpha characters. Oh, man. And once I really learned how to do it, I was blown away by actually how simple it was. The hexadecimal system is really just a shorthand for binary, but let's get into the technical part of it. The hexadecimal number system is a base 16 numbering system. That's right. So, for every digit or every column, we can have a value of 16. Or actually, we can have 16 digits. So 0 through 15 is what I'm trying to say, because we always start with 0. Not 1 through 16, but 0 through 15. We might be thinking, oh man, well how do I calculate that? That's even harder than 1s and zeros. Well, it's not too bad actually. In each column, you can have the symbols 0 through 9, and then after 9, the letters A through F. So let's count this out. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, A, B, C, D, E, F. Where A would represent the decimal number 10, B would represent 11, all the way up to F, which would represent the decimal number 15. So, how do we convert to hex? Well, like I said, hexadecimal is sort of a shorthand for binary. And that, understanding that is what makes it easy to kind of get into hex. Because if you don't know that it's really a way to notate binary in a shorter form, then it becomes kind of crazy because you're thinking, how do we convert decimal to hex? Oh my God, what, you know, how come this equals, you know, this number? Well, let's see how easy it is. If we take a binary number, let's take our original 1010100, reading from right to left. What we want to do is we want to break it in half into groups of fours. So the first group from right to left is 1010. And the second group is 1000. So now we've got two groups of fours, of some ones and zeros. And the first group on the right is 1010. And what does that equal out to? Well, we have 1 plus 0 plus 4 plus 0. So that's 5. So underneath that, we can write a 5. And then in the second group, we have 1000. So what is 1000 in binary? 1. So the hex number for 10101000 is going to be 15. Pretty simple, eh? Now let's give you some letters just to show you that it's not too bad. Let's try reading from right to left. 11110001. So let's cut that up into groups of fours. That gives us two groups. So the first group on the right is 1111. And if we add that up in binary, that comes out to 15. So what's the equivalent of 15 in hex? F. So we can put an F under that first group. Then the second group, what did I say? 0001. That would be in binary an 8. So under that, we write an 8. And our number becomes, our hex number becomes 8F. Pretty simple, eh? Now you may be wondering, how come you see sometimes like a 0 and an X, which can further complicate things because obviously X isn't, you know, in the hex range. X is way after F. 0X is just a way to indicate that you're writing a hex number. So if you see 0X8F, you know that you're reading the hexadecimal number 8F. And that's just not to confuse you. If you have a hex number of like 25, it's not 25. If you see a 0 and an X, that means you have the hex number 25, which in binary would be 10100100. That would be 25, right? Is that what I said? Yeah. So that's basically how you convert decimal to binary and binary to hex and back and forth and blah, blah, blah. If you've never tried this before, a good exercise would be to get a sheet of paper and make three columns and then a bunch of rows in those three columns. And start with the decimal number 1. Then in the second column, you convert that to binary. And in the third column, convert it to hex. And do this over and over for, you know, like decimal number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, so on and so forth until you drive yourself nuts. Then after a while, you'll be able to identify binary and hex numbers visually just like you do decimal numbers. And then people will think you're elite. Well, that's about it for today. I'm Matt Jimmy Simi, and it's been fun. You can email me at madjimmysimi@gmail.com. That's madjimmysimi@gmail.com. If you have any questions, comments, or sarcastic remarks. You've been listening to TWAT Radio. That's www.twattech.org. Thanks for supporting free media. See ya.